already approved by God. But when the situation on the earth come up, open the love, open the right hand to receive everything blessing by God, shining by God. If you don't open your right hand, you will lose your chance to get everything civilized by God. Super civilization. So the world coming to change. Changing now. The world will come up and the armor will destroy them all. And the last one have only the love and the virtue. This is the right armor from God to develop everything in the world.
Love and virtue.
Love and virtue. Okay. Stop.
Okay.
Everybody be bold. We are here sitting in this room, but we have different levels, spiritual levels. The common mortals, we just use these eyes and give judgment. We judge the other people. We always say that I like this and I dislike that. That's why in this world there are wars in order for people to come back to themselves, to come back to their consciousness. In each of us we have war too. And we have the idea, the spirit of like and dislike in us. This also a war. And it's come from the 12 entities in our microcosm. And come up from the purity and the impurity. Constantly against each other. And we are learning a full course. First the military course. We must use the purity coming in the microcosm in order to purify this microcosm. And inside of each of us we have war. We think we have many thoughts at the same time. In the fluctuation and in the ignorance, in the passion. And we must live in such conflicts of the passion, fluctuation, in order to evolve. And only after destroying all those passion, we can grow up. You see also for the planes, the fusée, you know, the moon.
Yeah, rocket.
The rocket. And when it goes higher, it needs to let drop down. Yeah. To get lighter, he must let drop down some part of his And in our microcosm, there is war between the soul and the astral body, and between also the entities in us and with the soul. Don't look at the war outside, but look at the war inside of us. We have a very much limited life here, so we must take advantage of those short years of this life to evolve spiritually. God never abandons us. and the always quarrel between religions. We must see that the religion, the spirituality is in us. There is no religion outside, but the religion inside, the spirituality inside in our consciousness. The hell, the heaven is in inside of us. We must see clearly and to keep the quietness in order to evolve. Even if we lose, God is always there, the sky is always there. Even if we lose this house, but we can stay in another house because of the immortality of our soul. If we know how to live with God, our Divine Father, we will live immortally. But if we constantly grasp to this material life, we will die. You see, when the person dies, he still has his soul, he still stay alive. You see that the ghost, it is a soul too. We are afraid of ghosts only if we are ghosts. But if we have a right consciousness, we are not afraid of the ghost or the devil. And if we know how to go higher to the plane of the Buddha and of the immortal, the celestial immortal, we are not afraid of the ghost or the devil. And we must build our strong will to go higher in order to reach the lucidity and the serenity. We have an accurate path to take, and we evolve step by step. A kid of 10 years, a person of 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, 50 years old, gradually he evolves at each age. Even the grass, it also evolves. You cut the grass and you see the day after, it continues to grow up. That means that it has this power of to evolve. He wants to evolve like us. You see that when you smoke a cigarette, the smoke will get higher, will fly higher, and it is not disappear, but it go higher and will melt it, amalgamate to the higher plane. Our sound is built up due to the supernatural from heaven. Don't disdain ourselves and never disdain other persons. Never have discrimination towards other people, but only accept to learn our lesson in order to evolve, in order to know us as soon as possible. Nobody can save us except ourselves. If we constantly look outward, we will destroy ourselves. You see, at the judgment of God the Father, all the souls who don't lead the spiritual life will die, will be destroyed. Look at this glass of water. It's come from the sand, and that sand must evolve through the 3,000 heat centigrade heat in order to become this beautiful glass to serve the humanity. And us, why don't we know how to correct ourselves and to accept our lessons in order to evolve spiritually too? This microcosm, it is very big. Don't think that it is a small body. If our soul travels in this microcosm, you will see that many, many kilometers never end. It's microcosm. If we know how to analyze this microcosm, we can we succeed in anything in this daily life. We are the king of this small universe, but we don't know. When you eat the meat, when you eat all those living beings, they enter in this microcosm and they have reaction. Just make us our temper, higher and low, up and down temper. It is the living entities that we eat, the meat, all the things, and it, we keep it inside in this microcosm. Now we must open our spirit of harmony in order to know how to love ourselves and love all the people. The sharpest weapon of God the Father is love and virtue, and it is never destructible. But beside of that, the weapons of the human beings is not as strong as we think. Only the weapon of God the Father, the weapon of love and virtue. In any religion, we speak about the spiritual elevation. When we talk about the spiritual life, that means we correct ourselves. Leading a spiritual life of perfection is the correct, to correct ourselves, to correct our sins, to correct our mistakes. And we need to build our patience. And to correct what? To correct our mistakes. Because of lack of patience, we must correct it. To correct in our daily life as well as in our spiritual life. The soul and the astral body is responsible in this microcosm. If we don't recognize this responsibility, we will destroy ourselves. If lack of sincerity, if we don't have the sincerity, we will destroy ourselves too. We must be sincere. That's why the spiritual students, they are little by little become more and more sincere. We never keep inside of them. They always tell the truth. They are not lie. Because when they lie to themselves first. And in the family, we must tell all the truth to everybody in the family. It is the treasure in this earthly life. And it is the bank of energy given by God the Father. You see that all this material wealth is nothing, just dust one day. It will become dust one day. Nothing is real in this materialistic world. Don't disdain even the soil. If we know how to use the soil, it's good. Don't disdain the dust. It is helpful too. It helps us too. We must know how. We must open our heart and to live in harmony. That is a spiritual, the life of a spiritual student. And with patience and living in harmony, that is, they are the conditions of the life of a spiritual student. Look at the life in a couple. If the husband wants to carry and the wife accepts, refuses to respond, and with patience, to quiet, so it will bring the happiness in the family. But if both of them want to quarrel, so there's war in the family. On this earth, everybody wants like to enjoy their life, but they don't know really how to enjoy, and to enjoy spiritually, to enjoy in harmony and in the lightness. But most of the majority of us want to enjoy in the agitation, in the disturbance, going to dance, going to sing, make all those noise. But it is very much disturbance, too much disturbance. After that is nothing. But we must know how to enjoy spiritually, in harmony, in love, and in virtue. We are happy with the whole universe, happy in the serenity. When the husband and the wife live together the life of the spiritual perfection, they really live in the happiness, in love towards each other. You must practice the two first exercises, the purification of the mind and the abdominal pressing, in order to get to be healthy, physical health first. The next step will be the spirituality. But now we must practice for our physical health. The purification of the mind and the abdominal pressing. Only when you can moderate your sexual activity, you can start to meditate. But now you are still very much agitated. You cannot meditate right away. First, practice this exercise to moderate your sexual life and also to learn with patience. And only after you can meditate. It is easy, but it is not really easy. It's to exercise, yeah. What is important is to cure the most important sickness, the laziness.
Yeah.
To learn the patience. To help us to be patient more and more every day. Even after practicing these methods, people cannot come and attack you. If they want to attack, you still remain quiet, serene, no reaction. You don't get angry like before. The abdominal pressing is very useful. To solve the problem of the sexuality of the baby person. You can do it as many times as you can in the day when you are free.
You want to break this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it 5 minutes.
Yeah,
every year.
Okay.
But don't
insert my thumb.
Yeah, insert
in my ear.
Yeah.
You mean?
Okay, completely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And this middle finger.
Middle finger.
The
here.
End of the eye. Mm. And the forefinger.
Mm.
At the end, at the root of your hair.
Straight.
And you sit straight, your elbow like this. You must have your front teeth touching, upper and lower.
Your lungs, and your lungs and your heart, you know.
Mm-hmm. Front teeth touching, the tongue curled up to the upper gum, and you close your upper gum, just the root of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And you close your mouth, and you close your eyes. You look onward at the middle of your eyes brow, and you concentrate your mind at the top of your head. Okay? Stay like that, in a comfortable position. as can you sit on lotus position? I think, oh, okay, but not now. Not now. The important is to have the spine straight and the elbows at the same level, horizontal.
Go straight like this?
Straight, the spine straight and the elbows. Like, and you must master numbness. When you feel the Thai numbness, you must compete, you must dominate the numbness.
I think for 5 minutes I can make it.
Yeah, five, you try. 5 minutes. You can do it, just keep going.
You can make out 10 minutes.
Really?
Everybody,
that's good.
Everybody so very easy, but
try. Yeah, try.
I tried tonight.
You let warm or...
You must have the good technique. Your
tongue
must...
Yeah, I know. You see, and then you have to put your tongue up there.
And your eyes,
so you could touch.
Close eyes.
Just look.
Nói bảo phải làm được chiến thắng cái tê và cái
này. You must dominate, you must conquer your numbness. After 5 to 15 minutes of this purification of the mind, you will make the abdominal breathing. You lie down, you have all your limbs relaxed, and you breathe by your belly. I come and show you.
Okay, on this earth, the life of a troubled husband and wife are just lessons given by God to learn and to evolve, and it is only temporary. And what is the truth is only our soul and our astral body. When we die alone, the husband, the other spouse, never died with us. The common of the mortals still living in obscurity and agitated, always run after the money, but they don't know that the money is what is given by God the Father with the lucidity blessed by God the Father. The lucidity comes first and the money comes after. But the common of the mortals think the contrary. They think that the money brings the lucidity. You see that actually the weapons in the world that become more and more important. But they don't know that by killing other people, they get crazy. They become more and more crazy because they make a scene. They must pay the debt and they become crazy and become foolish. There is the law of God Father, there is the cosmic law. In the commerce, there is also the virtue in the commerce. Don't think that in the commerce people make the sins, but the commerce, the trade man can make it, can have a good virtue by doing the commerce. Why? Because they use the money and distribute it to the suffering people. So the lady asked, how can we find the virtue in the commerce? So the master answered that when somebody comes with you with a product, and that product is the great demand on the market, you can raise at the price as you want. But it is not good. You can multiply 3 times, 4 times. But when you can sell a product, use the money to share with other people. You can request God the Father to do what God the Father wants us to do on this earth, to share and to love each other. For example, in the nation, in the country, if the government keep on very high rank in the government, know how to share with the people, so it will be a happy nation. So now we practice this method of meditation. It's like the military. The method will help us to reinforce our physical health. And since we have the politics is already established, already well established. So the politics will come beautifully as well as the economy comes beautifully. So the something in this method of meditation, we use a dharma to re-establish the order in us, to re-establish the harmony in our microcosm. If we spend too much energy, if we waste energy in intensive sexual activity, we lose our energy. Why we just enjoy for only 5 minutes, but you must stay for 20 years. You must nourish your child for 20 years. So instead of wasting the energy in the intensive sexual activity, use it to transform it in spiritual energy. If you do good deed to other people, you feel happy in yourself. And by doing good deed, you have the lucidity for yourself and the lucidity of your consciousness. You become more and more lucid, and you have an open heart towards other people, and you always think about God the Father, and you will see the immortality of the soul. People who suffer when they don't know about their soul, they don't know about the immortality of their soul. The life on this earth is always agitated, but the life in heaven is serenity, is sweet serenity. When we're afraid of losing something, we suffer. You see that God has given everything to us, and everything has been pre-arranged by God the Father. We cannot make lengthen our life, it's not possible. We still depend on a destiny, and that destiny is established by God the Father. The lady asked when we do good deeds, what is the beneficial for us? So the master answered that by doing good deeds, yourself you would change internally and externally. Your physical body will change, you will have a very bright face. But in the contrary, if you do bad deeds to other people, you will get your own obscurity, lose your lucidity and serenity. There is always the karmic retribution that everybody must pay. But if you live a life of spiritual perfection, at the moment when you must pay your retribution karmic, it will come smoothly instead of coming violently. If you don't know about the spirituality, and by gaining money, and you think always about there are some rich people who by obtaining money they share with other people, and they know that it is the blessing of God the Father. They know that everybody around him has contributed for his growing up. For example, his cloth he is wearing, the food he is eating, is a contribution from many people around him. Now he must pay back that debt. And by paying that debt, we must use our lucidity and share that lucidity with other people. We must be conscious that we own a debt toward many people around us. We are living under the principle, under the law of getting debt and paying debt. For example, when somebody comes and steal your money, don't be furious, don't get angry. Just think that if you owe money to that person, now it is time for them to come and ask for that money. So be willing to pay your debt. We must live such a way that the people leave us, that how people can leave us, how people can love us by loving them first, and people will love you. If we don't know how to love other people, it is not a spiritual practitioner, and we waste our time during our lifetime. And we must be conscious of that law of getting debt and paying debt, and be serene and lucid to understand it. There are some people who get very good background, scholar background, but he cannot write fluently a poem, but because he's still stuck. At the heart, he still has anger towards other people. He still has a bad temper towards other people. For example, in the case of the master, many people, some people among those who send letters to him, write very very severe letter towards him with the injury in the letter. But when you receive the letter, he's happy to answer it and to lead the person who is living in this obscurity with his anger. Now the master used his lucidity to help the other person by answering the letter instead of tearing it. And in the letter he used lucid words to guide spiritually the other person. Many people, the first when they wrote the letter to Master, they write very bad words in it. But when we receive the answer of the letter, little by little, they are very surprised. And how come they change automatically the language towards the master, and before they call him that guy. But now they change little by little and call him by the master, by the father. And they know how the person still love me while I'm trying to injure him, trying to hurt him. When you live a life of spiritual perfection, you have many friends around you, and you can become a good somebody who can just look at you and can predict your temper. How? Because you live in the aspect of many, many people surrounding you. When you live in the discrimination, in the hatred, you live in your own obscurity. You create your own obscurity, even if you are materialistically wealthy. Be conscious that all your wealth is blessed by God and share it with other people. And when you receive the cooperation of people, of your employees, think that you have a karmic relation, and now they come and love you and help you in your business. There are some people who have the discrimination spirit by thinking that he is superior to other people, and think that other people don't have the knowledge as he does. But it is that such way they create their own obscurity. Just open your heart to welcome those people, and you will see that you can learn a lot from other people. Even if he is apparently he's inferior to you.
Mm.
không phải là cái của bình thường.
So the material wealth you get on this earth is not the true wealth, but the true wealth is in heaven and in the lucidity. Just live in the business world, but with the mind that you are learning and learning every day, and learning from many other people, and learning to contribute and to serve other people. When you buy an article or product, you must think that you are helping many, many people. People like this lady, she's working in the jet business, precious stone. So when you buy a stone, you must think that you help many, many workers, starting from the person who get the stone from the earth, and people who polish it, and people who work on it. And you must think that you must share your love with them and not exploit them. Just get enough benefit in order to share with other people, not take advantage of the position and to exploit the people. If you don't know about this principle, and if you are wealthy and not sharing your wealth with other people, you will be the victim of the burglars, of the brigands, of the burglars. If you know to share, other people don't hate you, but love you, instead of hating you with your money. Don't keep it for you only, but open your arms and share it with other people. Do you see that the divine scheme will change totally in the future? At the moment, there is too much, a big gap between the rich and the poor, and that's created the world war actually, and that's what people call the communist actually. And the communist, you can find it in your house, in your family. You don't need to go to the street to find the communist. It is in your family. Why? Because there are too much, too big gaps between people. If the government knows how to bring the equality, happiness to everybody, so the communists cannot have success in such a happy society. For example, in Canada, poor people receive social allowance, or the unemployed people, they receive the allowance from the government. That means that the government think about their own people, think about their about their security, the basic needs of his people. That's what everybody wants to maintain, that government. The government must help to build, must help his people to build his future. Even in Singapore, in big companies, the employers take the employees for 50 years old and more than that, and take care even of the kids of the employees, giving the scholarship to the employees, the children of their employees. They are living in a kind of a family, and everybody loves each other very much. The employee takes good care of social security of his employees, and only with that such mind, in such a spirit, that he can live with the love of his employees. First of all, there are a very rich person in Manila, Mr. Yao, who loves very much his employees, and he taken his drivers for 20 years, 30 years old of service of NCT. What happened to the communism on the land of the United States? The master answered that when he entered on the land of the United States, he came to to a government, how we call it, people govern the country, democratic government. So people participate to the management of the country. If you are too rich, if you get too much money in the business, automatically the government comes with the tax system. So that means using the tax, the government can share to the other poor people. It's been a very great organization in the United States as well in Canada or in the northern European countries. And what are the inhabitants of the United States? They are the immigrants from Europe. And those that the ancestors of the Americans, they were people who were against the politics in their own country, in Europe. And they want to have a revolution. That's why they move, they immigrated to the United States. And they want to build up a democratic country. And they must have equality in the different social classes. Example of the Vietnam actually, in the communist system, before the arrival of the communists before 1975, the communists had very strong publicity, a very strong advertising, telling people that you will have equality in the social classes. You can go to live. You can go to the very nice restaurant to have to enjoy your life like the rich people. And today, now even the rich is adjusting, they cannot have the life as before. But even for the poor now, they cannot stand just in front of a nice restaurant. They are not allowed. They will be put in jail automatically. That means they still not have the freedom, not really the life of the socialism as they wish, actually, in Vietnam. In Canada, the social system is very good. If the woman is beaten by the husband, so she can't run away from her house and go to a center reserved for those beaten women, and they are taken care of by the government. That means the government is taking care of his people. In the United States, there are some people who want to rebel against the government of the United States, but because they are too greedy, they don't agree with the government in the United States because they are too much greedy. But if they see really the system, the social system of the United States, they are happy to be in such a country. $3,000, $5,000 from the government.